Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word. Coming to you today from Central West Virginia. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States, and it's January 26, 2016. During our recent snowstorm, some things have kind of popped up in front of us, in front of me. How people react to things that go wrong and emergencies, and how we react to other people. And, you know, I've heard a lot of bad press, so to speak, of how people have acted. You know, people really don't care for other people like they used to, and that's an observation. You know, you can argue that with me if you want to. You know, people say, "Well, things have never changed." Well, no, I mean, there's always been people that didn't care about some other people, but you know, we're living in a day and age when everybody's so self-absorbed, and it's cutthroat. And I'm all getting a lot of stories that I heard, but I was, you know, kind of you know, get up. This stuff upsets us, and so, you know, the scripture come to me. Jesus said, "The love of many will wax cold." And I thought, boy, I'm gonna get on the air and I'm gonna shout that out. The love of many have waxed cold. Well, I got to studying this and it really turned on me, so to speak. And we're gonna talk about that today. The love of God. The love of God. What a mighty thing that is. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The love of God is the only love that's perfect and can cast out fear. This is what his word says. I believe his word from Genesis to Revelation. I stand on it. It's the truth that will never, ever pass away. Matthew 24:12, he says, "Because if iniquity shall abound, or lawlessness, the love of many shall wax cold." So we're going to go into that in a little bit here. But Word of God says in Matthew 5:44-48, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that despitefully use you, persecute you, and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect." Wow. "Even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." He's talking about this perfect love. This perfect love that we're going to talk about. Luke 24:34, some words of some pretty famous people. For first, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, said in Luke 24:34, then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots. This is our Lord. Are we better than him? Hanging on a cross, dying, suffering unimaginable torture for our sins and for the sins of the world. Another man named Stephen in Acts 7:60 was being stoned for his message, his preaching. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. So we see two great examples, of course, Jesus being our greatest. I guess deacon Stephen, who was not really considered an apostle, but yet was full of the power of God. So Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound. Now, iniquity is a violation of law, spiritual, moral, or domestic. Of course, the word abound means to multiply. And the word love, which I'm not a Greek scholar, but I want to bring out this Greek word. Many of you heard, I'm sure, that is used here is agape, which is to love in a social, moral sense. It's unconditional love. Caring about one another, even coined as a love feast. I didn't say a love in, I said a love feast. Regardless of what people do to us, regardless of how people treat us, we are to love them. Well, I can't do that. No, you can't. I can't either. But God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. It's God's love through the Holy Spirit that He bestows upon us, that we are to translate to everybody else, that we are to be Christ-like and Christ-loved, regardless of the situations, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of those that hate us. Because the Bible says that they will deliver us up, they'll afflict us, they'll hate us for the name of Jesus Christ. And like I said, I really had an attitude. And the Spirit of God really showed me it's not up to me to sound the trumpet and to, you know, people are evil. But we all are given to our own devices. We all have the propensity to sin, the capacity to sin. If it was not for the grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where would any of us be? Do we save ourselves? Do we keep ourselves righteous? Of course we don't. So this God-given agape love, this unconditional love, it's a love that we have, like I said, that God gives us. It's a love that calls us into a relationship with God. And then it says, love and I shall wax cold. And this word cold in the Greek is sukho, which is a chilling evaporation. In other words, over time, possibly. Situations will sip the love of God out of people's lives. Bitterness, hatred, envy, jealousy, backbiting. All these things are tools that Satan uses to pull the love of God out of our lives. And if we lose God's love, then we've lost it. Because God is love. God is love. Yes, He's a God of wrath. Yes, we talked about that. But first and foremost, He is a God of love, and He wants us to love those that do wrong to us, pray for those that despitefully use us. And it's hard. I'm not going to say it's not hard, especially when people come against us, come against our families, talk about us, or malign, whatever it might be. It's hard to love people. So let's just settle today that you're going to have to tap into a higher power. I'm going to tap into a higher power. And, of course, that power we're talking about today is the love that Christ showed on a cross 2,000 years ago, that yet before we were even born, He died for our sins. Listen, He wasn't assassinated. He was a sacrifice. He gave His life. He told Pilate, He said, you're looking. Yes, you're looking at the King of the Jews, and he says, you don't have power to take my life. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it back up again. And we'll talk about that love. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, a spirit of love and of a sound mind. This is the gift of God. His perfect love is still casting out fear. 1 John 4:7-8, beloved, let us love one another. Once again, this is calling on the name of the Lord to help us to do this. To help us to do this. We need Him to help us. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. But he that loveth not, listen to me, knoweth not God, for God is love. See, we can't be selective in our love. The Word of God declares that, God is no respecter of persons. We love everyone. God help us today. We love everyone. In John 6:44, the love of God draws us to the Father. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. The love of God that draws us. We haven't done anything. We don't present ourselves before God, and here I am. The Word of God declares that our righteousness is but filthy rags before the throne of God. So it's his Spirit that draws us. And we need to pray on our those that despitefully are our enemies. God, let your Spirit draw them. Lord, let your love kill that poison in their life that's killing them, this bitterness. And it's easy to get bitter. It's easy to get hatred, especially in today's society. It wants us to draw back. It wants us to become isolated. It wants to become non-trusting. And that's the attitude I had yesterday. And I asked God to forgive me for it. God help us. God help us. Because things like the snowstorm and things that are coming, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg of what's coming, really brings out the worst in people. But it also, as I observed, it brings out the best in people. And it comes down to who controls their lives. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "And the God of this world has them blinded. Many follow the God of this world, and the God of this world has them self-absorbed, self-satisfied, selfish, self-serving, caring about nobody but themselves." I will give one example. An individual told me they called a certain store to check on hay snow shovels, and they said, "Yeah, we have two, $50 apiece." I mean, people use hard times to gouge other people, and that's not love, but that's the way of the world, and we don't go the way of the world. I believe the Bible says, if we have two coats, give our brother one. This is the way we're supposed to react. And we are to, the saying is, never look down on anybody unless you are helping them up. I mean, this is where we're at today. And I believe this is why the Word of God tells us to search out the Spirit and the power of God, you know, search out our own salvation. Search out our own salvation. With fear. The Word of God says, John 6:44, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe should not perish, but have everlasting life." Luke 10:27 says, "And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." This right here hinges the Ten Commandments. These two, you can hang the Ten Commandments on, that you love the Lord thy God and love your neighbor as yourself. Revelations 2:4-5, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. Thou hast left thy first love." Thou hast left thy first love. He's talking to the church at where? Ephesus. You've lost your first love. What that love? I mean, it's a deep thing here that they're talking about. But he says you've lost that agape love, that unconditional, that love towards the Father. And if we love the Father, then love of the Father will be in us. And we'll relate that to other individuals. And listen, people can be deceitful. They can be underhanded. They can be backstabbing. I realize all that. And I'm not saying, you know, but we have to We have to love people regardless. Once again, that's hard to do. Because, see, our first inkling is when somebody does us wrong is to get revenge. But, see, the Word of God says, "The vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." He said, "Remember from when thou art fallen and repent. Do your first works, or else I will come to thee quickly and remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Now, he said, you got to deal with the love factor in life. You've got to put the love of God back into your life, back into your heart. In the book of Galatians 5:13-15, "For brethren, ye have been called into liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all that the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed of one another. But love and serve one another." What did Jesus do? He washed his disciples' feet. Jesus said, "I come to be a servant." He served. He went about doing good, the Word of God says, and healing all those oppressed of the devil. John 14 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. He shall give you another comforter. He shall abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But if you know him, for he dwelt with you and shall be in you." What's the what needs to be done? Love him and keep his commandments. Love the Word of God. He says in John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. What did Paul say? He said, "I speak in tongues more than you all." He says, "I work in these spiritual gifts more than you all." But he said, "If I have not love, it's all but a tinkling cymbal." This is the Word of God. John 13:34, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And like I said before, just not talking about your families, your close friends or confidants. He's talking about the one that does you or did you wrong. My, this is the love of God. I gave you the examples of Jesus, the prime example. I gave you the example of Stephen. "Lay not this sin to their charge." They were stoning the man to death, hitting him with rocks. Can you imagine? Today, people will be cursing and yelling back. But see, it was the love of God. The Bible said the love of God is shed abroad. It makes a wide swoop. It'll silence people. The Bible says if you love them, it'll heap coals, hot coals on their head. "New commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another." John 13:24. Matthew 25:45. "Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of them, you did it not to me." What you do to the least, you've done to him. When you give somebody a cold cup of water, it's in the name of Jesus. When you give somebody one of your coats, it's as giving Jesus a coat. These are things we need to ponder on today. What kind of shape is our love in? Are we really operating in agape love? Because the world's not. That's evident. That's evident. But he tells us to come out from among them. And that's not in legalistic ways and in religious ways. That's in being Christ-like and Christ-loved. He still loves, for God so loved the world. If you keep his commandments, if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. Can't afford to lose our first love. Matthew 24:10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And we cannot afford to be in that category. We cannot afford to live under the lids of that scripture. Because bitterness and hatred the need for revenge and being non-trusting. Listen, I know we live in a world where it's hard to trust people. It's hard to give people the benefit of the doubt, and we need to be leery. I'm not saying you just go full-fledged into this. Without searching things out. In other words, you don't pick up people on the highway, and just common sense things. But on the other hand, the Bible says, that we could be entertaining angels. And I believe the Spirit of God will help us in that area. We need him to do this. I've realized over a 24-hour period that, that I don't, in myself, I don't have the capacity to love. And that's in areas in our lives. This is why we suffer in our relationships. Wives and husbands, fathers and sons. The Bible says there's coming a day when fathers won't get along with sons. And Malachi says, "But I'll draw them back to each other," and that's through the love of God. Love is the adhesive. Love is the glue. But it's not just love. See, there's a difference between love and lust. A lot of difference. Love is everlasting. Love will keep. Love is eternal, but lust is a fading thing. It's an act of passion that'll fade, but love will keep. Love will bind us. Love will help us, and it's the love of God. So we need to seek God for more of that love. That's really beyond our understanding. That I don't know how to love somebody that doesn't love me back, but God does. And Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." But this is food for thought today. As I said before, I thought, boy, the scripture says that love of many shall wax cold, but there's a reason for that. It's who people are influenced by. And we're either influenced by one or two powers, the powers of darkness or the powers of an almighty God. It's what we give ourselves to. The one we feed the most, so to speak. The one we allow to operate in our lives. God's perfect love is still casting out fear. That agape, unconditional, all-covering love of an almighty God, which we need in our hearts. And shed that love abroad to others. Show that love to other people. Stories of missionaries who would go in to save people, and these people would kill them, and their families would go back to the same people. This love, where we put others, God help us today, above ourselves. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you today, Lord, for your word. I thank you that you said your Holy Ghost power would lead us and guide us. And Father, when we think of our carnal mind, how you turn a carnality, Lord, and show us that's not the way that you operate. That, Lord, it takes you to love and to care for other people. Lord, to be in relationships. It takes that bonding agent, which is your love, Lord, and we ask you today that you help us with that. Let your love grow in our lives. Let us show others love and compassion. Let us put ourselves, Lord, in other people's shoes. God, only you can do this. And Lord, if there be one out there today that doesn't know you, let them ask you into their heart. Let them repent of their sins. Let them believe, Father, that you raised Jesus from the dead with your quickening power. Touch that one that needs healing today in their mind, their body, and their soul and their spirit. And you're more than capable, more than able to do that. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Food for thought. Stay tuned tomorrow.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.